Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. So, where were we?
Part two of the Love Languages episodes.
Well, I have my notes, but they're from last week too, mm-hmm. So I'm all discombobulated. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So help me out. All right.
Well, I wanted to start off by backtracking a little bit and talking about a few things that we said last week, or we started to talk about last week, that I either want to clarify or things that I learned more about. So we were talking about Gary Chapman, first of all, being the writer of the Love Languages and everything. And I had already done a bunch of research about the Love Languages, even though we didn't read the book. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to a few podcast episodes that actually listeners sent to me and told me to listen to, and read some articles. And it's very interesting, the whole Gary Chapman Love Languages thing on a bunch of different levels. And it made me think about them even more in a way. I mean, I was definitely not critical of the love language.
Skeptical. Theory.
I was just sort of like, I mean, come on, like, is this really, we're trying to do less, or is this really what it's come to, that we need to really, like, decide what are, you know, mm-hmm. we have these needs, but I don't really care about these needs, or, like, none of it to me makes sense, even though I think that anytime you're thinking about your relationship and trying to, you know, improve it, or any kind of activity that you're, why are you laughing at me?
Cause I'm just thinking, like, you're like, but I have all the needs.
Yeah.
So there's none that I can just prioritize, and I want all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of other people right. do too. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's sort of like, you know, you have to choose, which to me is so, I mean, first of all, again, the quiz was insanity and ridiculous and made no sense mm-hmm. to me. But also, I just sort of feel like you're, okay, so if your love language is physical touch, and, you know, then you're kind of having to spell out, well, what kind of physical touch? And I actually don't like when you touch me like that. And then, like, it's going to be like, well, you said you like physical touch. And, you know, there's so many more specifics and nuances that I think never get mentioned. And the book is apparently pretty vague. There's no scientific research behind his theory. He is not even a real licensed therapist.
Damn, are we just here to, like, trash this guy, or?
Well, I am gonna, now I feel a little bit better about talking about him because of the things that I've learned.
Right.
And again, I know it has saved marriages, and I think that if whatever works for somebody, if it's actually working for you and you're really satisfied in it, great, go with it.
Isn't it good? It's just like a first step to realize, like, it starts communication, or
right, but there is no second step in the love languages.
Okay.
It's kind of it.
Well, like, that's what, like, this podcast is for, right?
Right.
To take you on to step two.
Well, if you break it down in this most basic form, basically what a love language does is like me telling you, like, hey, I need this, and you being like, okay, and going and doing it, which is like, isn't that just should be a relationship.
So, like, love languages, it's better than nothing. That's the catchphrase.
Okay, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. Right, but at the core of it, it's sort of like, okay, so you've told your partner what you need, and then they're going to do it. Like, we need an entire book to come up with that, you know? Like, that is... But I guess, again, if it gets people to focus on stuff, great. But also, turns out, he's 85 now, a Southern Baptist pastor. And when he first wrote the book back in 1992, he was really gearing it towards religious Christian couples. So I was thinking about what you said about how, like, you didn't think about sexual stuff when you were doing the quiz and everything. Probably the first time around, like when he wrote the book, I would doubt he was really concentrating on sexual stuff too, as far as physical touch goes and everything. Yep,
that makes sense. If it's for religious reasons.
Maybe.
You know.
But throughout the, so you would find it under Christian literature, which is fine. You know, like, it's fine.
Sure.
If it helps, then who cares? But
that's better than nothing.
Throughout the last 30 years, Chapman revamped his Five Love Languages book to address singles, seniors, Christians, even military, men, kids, teens, just about any niche of person, except never does he touch upon women, like Five Love Languages for women, interracial couples, black and brown minorities, and LGBTQ+.
When was it written?
1992, but he's come out with, like, there have been several follow-up versions that have cleaned up the language a lot to make it more, mainstream.
1992, like, it's not 1958.
Well,
you know what I mean?
What they're saying is, in the article, he's done all of these, I guess, like, addendums. Is that what it's called?
Oh, when
you put an end for on the chapter, on the book, but never. You know, one for number one, women. He does one for men, but he doesn't do one for women. He's like, does for military, but not for, you know, LGBTQ+ or interracial couples. Like, he's very, very specific in his.
Well, all right, look, LGBTQ+ didn't exist 5 years ago, right? So
what?
And he's what, 85? The term,
okay,
right? This wasn't you.
I'm just using the term.
No, I understand, but and he's 85, and it's for religious reasons. Like, it's not.
I know, but what I'm saying is, 15 million copies of these books have been sold, mm-hmm. and never once in any republishing or re-editing, whatever, of the book, does he say, you know who I'm leaving out? You know, I'm leaving out the fact that, you know, women probably can, you know, have different ones, or, you know, right. or LGBTQ couples maybe have different, like, nothing. He never mentions anything in all of the revisions.
You would think over the years, the addendums or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, for whatever is progressive, you know, today, like, he would have a new version for.
Right.
You know, whatever it is.
Yes. Yeah. And he has put out posts and stuff over the years and articles that have since been taken down and deleted. For instance, in August 2013, he put out something called My Child is Gay. Q&A, My Child is Gay. And Chapman writes, disappointment is a common emotion when a parent hears one of their children indicate he or she is gay. Men and women are made for each other. It is God's design.
Hey, why are we doing this? Why are we even doing this episode?
Well,
now I'm completely
because
like, we can't.
I mean, think about how often you hear love language. Like, not even in this, it has become a ubiquitous phrase, right? My love language is tacos, or my love language. Mm. You don't see any of that.
Nope.
Yeah, because you're never on
social
media.
I'm not on anything.
Right,
so,
right.
I know.
But everyone always says that. You know, even, I think there was a speech recently in Congress where someone was saying, like, my love language is, you know, certain kinds of laws that pass. Like,
really? In Congress, they're talking about love language?
No, it's just, it has become a ubiquitous term.
Okay.
Like, you can't. There's no getting around it, and there's no pretending it doesn't exist, right? So, and again, you know, I think a lot of people who've done it have realized that it's just very basically like something that they didn't need the book for. You know, again, if you do this for me, I'll, you know.
Right. We'll, it's a simple conversation.
Exactly.
Between
exactly.
Anybody.
But so anyway, that was a lot of what I was brought up to date with. And also we said last episode that Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka was the one who becomes the blueberry. And that is not true.
Oh, did we say that?
Yeah, we both did.
I
looked it up because I knew after it wasn't right. I think we just did it really quickly. We said, oh, is she the blueberry Veruca Salt?
No. Okay, right. Now, yeah. Thinking more clearly. No, but it was. Don't tell me.
Okay.
You're turning violet, Violet. Violet.
No.
But you're turning violet, Violet.
Oh, Violet is the one. Yeah. So what did Veruca Salt, what happened to her?
Veruca Salt, the egg, the goose's egg, the golden egg, right?
Yeah, because, you know, give it to me.
Yeah.
She does the song, and then she's eliminated after climbing onto one of the machines designated to tell whether the goose eggs are good or bad eggs. And, of course,
she's a bad egg.
She's a bad egg, and then her father follows her, and he's a bad egg, too. It was very important for me to clarify that.
Wait, why is he a bad egg? He went after his daughter.
Because he's turned her into what she is.
But he's just going to try to save... who cares? We're not.
Okay, upside-down pineapples.
So, oh, you did research?
I did research. Okay. Did you do research?
Yeah.
You did?
Somebody told me something. That was my research.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah.
So you were right. Okay, go ahead.
We're supposed to get a pineapple door knocker on our front door. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
Those are probably really easy to find.
Well, I ordered one, so I'm going to install it. So if anybody comes to your door and they see that, they're there for the business.
The business.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the research I did, an upside-down pineapple, you were right.
Not me. The person who told me.
Well, you're the one who said it on the podcast.
Right.
So you were right. However, it's not usually an actual pineapple. It, like you said, a door knocker or whatever. It's usually like you probably sell them at the store, like for the tiki parties.
Yeah.
You know, like a cutout of a pineapple.
Okay.
And it's not usually on people's front porches. Like you don't usually just drive through a neighborhood and see an upside down pineapple. It's usually people use it on the outside of their cabin doors and cruises.
Oh, we were just talking about a cruise. We got to get some pineapples too.
At a campground.
Okay.
If you're in a tent, you put the upside down pineapple like outside your tent, you know, and people who are walking around will know. And places like, you know, hedonism or hedonistic resorts and everything, people use it. But it's not really like a, you're not going to just like drive down Main Street and see upside down pineapples.
Oh, so it's like secluded areas, specific places.
Right.
So you don't like go to a... Like a house, like a local friend's party and bring a pineapple with you and hold it until somebody approaches you?
No, like a key party, an upside down pineapple party.
You put your pineapple in the bowl.
Uh-huh. No? Do you think if you had been to a key party back in the 70s, you would have done it?
I don't even know what it is.
A key party?
Yeah, I mean, I know what a key party, like, but I don't know. I never seen it. I never experienced it.
Is it the big, no, it's not the big chill. I forget what movie it was. Where they show a scene from it. I think it was The Ice Storm. Did you ever see that movie, The Ice Storm?
No.
Oh, it's good.
So, but wait, so the key part, like I understand everything behind it, but how does it physically work? So you go to a party and what?
You put your keys in a jar or a bowl.
I thought that was because you can't drive home.
Well, that's now.
No.
In the 70s, that's not what it meant.
Okay, well,
in the 70s, you put your keychain. Now it would be like a fob or for you, it would
nothing.
Be nothing.
My phone.
Right. And then whoever picks your keys, I don't know if it's swinging or you swap.
So whoever you pick whoever's key you pick, but people come as a couple. So one key represents two people. So how does that work? So it's got to be swinging.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's a couple for some, and maybe it's a singles thing.
Right.
For
if you
others.
Come alone, it's what you have your own key. Right.
Yeah. Or you both bring your sets of keys, and I don't know. Mm. I'll have to research that too. But yes, key parties were like a thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would be screwed. I have no key to bring.
Mm-hmm. You would be screwed.
Not literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's Adirondack chairs. the red Adirondack chairs. Yeah. Yes. So it's not like, again, it's not in every town. A lot of parts of the country don't practice it or whatever. In certain places, I found out, for instance, that Union, New Jersey is one of these places. If you have two red Adirondack chairs facing the road in your front yard, that means you're swingers.
What if you have like multicolored chairs, right? So you have a red and an orange and a yellow and so on, but you have duplicates and they're all out there facing the road. Does that count?
What?
What? Remember like when our kids were little and we'd get them a table with like those painted chairs and there was like all different colors.
It's two red.
That's it. Just two red chairs on the porch.
You mentioned red Adirondack chairs, and that's what my research did not go any further than that.
All right.
So that's what I found out. So those people, if you have two red Adirondack chairs in your front yard, which I'm sure lots of people do.
That's what I'm trying to help people. Like, what if they have two reds, two oranges, two yellows, and two greens? You know what I mean? Are they considered... Not they don't just have two red.
I'm just gonna
but
say,
they have two red.
I'm just gonna say to people, if you have Adirondack chairs in your front yard, just do a little research and see what you may be misrepresenting yourselves as.
Oh,
or
are they no good?
What
are they no good? Adirondack?
No, I'm saying you won't. You a lot of people probably have red Adirondack chairs in their front yard and like have no idea about the symbolism behind them. So right. I'm saying whatever you have, and we all just need to like fucking research all our stuff because I guess there's symbolism behind all kinds of things that we don't know about.
Right.
Sexual symbolism or yeah. So who knew? Look at you with the facts.
See?
I know. Unbelievable.
I know shit when people tell me shit.
Okay.
All right. We should take a break. Are we?
Let's do it right now.
Are we going to do this?
Yes,
like now that
right
we're
now.
Right yeah. now what?
When we come back.
No, but what I'm saying is these are all the questions based upon what's his name's thing. And now we're not so privy on it.
No, I still want to do it. Okay. I still want to do the.
Right.
I mean, like I said, it is a ubiquitous, you know, like
so
lots and lots of people do it. Yeah. I mean. Look, we're not. I'm not advertising him. I'm just
obviously.
Saying, you know, if we're in my way to make it helpful, you know, as the Veruca Salt of the love languages, I think it makes the most sense to sort of break it down and talk about what you need more of for each.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that I think there's a lot better, more comprehensive, involved ways to do this than just like a. You know, touch me more, put gas in my car more. You know, I just think there's a better way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I always believe in starting things off when you can in communication on a positive note. Right. Rather than just being like, here's what you're not doing. You know, obviously, if you're just in the middle of like a fight or, you know, it's hard to do that, to concentrate on the positive. But something like this where we prepared for it, I just feel like start with something good.
OK,
so what we're going to do is we're going to go through each of the love languages, tell each other in what ways. Well, I guess we could do either. We could do in what ways are you good? Already, like in what ways are you already successful at each of them? And what would we like each other to do more of for each of the love languages?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an episode, Adam, but it is also a very, very good clue.
Okay.
As we're doing the challenge at the
same
time.
For me to learn.
I mean, just both of us, not just you, but I know you're going to be like, oh, it was a great episode. And I'll be like, yes, but let's use that for, yeah.
I think we already are.
100%.
Yeah.
We're like 2 weeks in, and I think that.
Well, we did our challenge, right? And I think we're both.
Did.
Doing our, like we did the challenge episode. And we're
oh,
both,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very, I mean, we both have lots more work to do, but I'm very happy with how much.
I don't know if I can have more sex. I just don't know if it's possible.
But that's not the challenge.
You know what's funny?
That is not the challenge.
No, I know that. But it leads to us having sex because I'm so nice to you that you love me so much that you just want to.
That's all stuff we're going to talk about.
All right. So I won't say it now. Okay. So where are we? What are we doing?
Words of what?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so the first one's words of affirmation. So you, if you would
it
like,
is?
Oh, whatever one you want.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Words of you want to explain it?
Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
You want me to explain?
Yeah, please.
So words of affirmation, which again, I'm not sure how much we need to like spell it out, is about how through spoken words, praise, or appreciation, this is someone's love language, primary love language. They enjoy kind words and encouragement, uplifting quotes, love notes, or cute text messages. This is so the like G-rated version of it. Mm-hmm. You can make a person's day by pointing out that they're doing something well or that they look nice.
Well, the funny thing is,
don't ever say the word nice, by the way, to a woman.
I will never say nice. I will never say cute.
Fine.
I will never say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
No one's
fine.
Ever called me cute in my life.
I think you're cute.
Thanks.
No, but the funny thing was that you just said how G-rated this is when you were reading that one line, where one of my favorite, call it words of affirmation or not, it doesn't matter. Remember the other day when I said to you, were you reading my notes when you texted me? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you texted me?
Hi there.
Hi there. What are we in, like,
what did I text
the South
you?
Or like hi there, where did
I
say that?
I sometimes text you hi there with two hearts.
Yeah, you said hey with two hearts or hi exclamation point two hearts.
Okay,
that's does it for me.
What
I love that, like the small little just hey, I'm just thinking about you, hi.
Aww.
With a couple hearts, you know, like I love, well, because all the other texts are like, oh, can you walk the dogs? Can you fold the laundry? Can you, you know, can you? But when I just get when I'm at work and you're at home and I get that hi with the hearts or the kissy face or the whatever, mm-hmm. that's my.
Because I really do miss you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Aw.
Yeah.
Wow, you're easy.
I am easy.
You are easy about that. That's crazy.
I am. But besides that, like, I do appreciate when you either let me know you appreciate what I'm doing or how hard I'm working or what I, you know, whatever the case may be for that point in time, mm-hmm. that you appreciate it. And that means a lot to me.
Aww.
Yeah, it really does.
I do that?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It's like, hey, thank you so much for all the things that you do. Can you walk Billy? Can you do, you know? Uh-huh. But no, I do. But I think my favorite thing is, which are not words of affirmation, are those small little mm-hmm. texts that mean nothing other than I'm thinking about you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, that it does say in the description that cute texts.
Right. And then you said, and you laughed at that.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit when you read it.
What? And, well, just because it's, you know, it's everything that they mention is very G-rated, right? So like we said, it's probably, you know, they're not concentrating on the other stuff, the sexual.
And there's another one, just, you know, because we're going through our challenge now, which for you is, you know, financial. And there was a thing that I said to you, you know, is this really necessary? Like, do you really need to be spending the money on this? And you were just so like, oh yeah, okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, hold on. I have a whole thing prepared.
Mm-hmm. I know you were nervous to come to me.
I was so nervous to come mm-hmm. to you because I know how important it is to you mm-hmm. and I understand why. Mm-hmm. So I was not just like, hey, stop.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get to talking about it because you were like, I know, mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a changed woman.
Right? Mm-hmm. These 2 weeks. I've made you a new person.
Well, a little bit. I'm getting there. I need a little bit more structure. But
as long as it, you know.
It's going in the right direction, though.
Yeah.
Could you give me a little bit more words of affirmation?
I'll send you a kissy text.
I don't want a kissy text.
I know you don't. I know what kind of text you want.
Go ahead.
No, you. Your words of affirmation.
Oh, wait. So
I just did mine.
Wait, so in what ways can I be better?
Oh.
It's so hard to find things I need to.
I know. I honestly, you've been so amazing.
Aw, that's sweet. That's a really good word of affirmation.
What ways can you be better? I so what I wrote here, and this was what, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was following through with some of the things that you say that make me think you're on track, that you're actually going to do, and don't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing it. So, so far,
my God,
yeah, you cannot be better.
Oh my God.
Maybe, I mean, we'll see.
All I do is win, win, win.
Well, we'll see. We'll come back to this and we'll see, you know.
Okay.
Was I right? Were you right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we are going to come back to it.
Okay.
A few times. Okay, for me, and like when I was writing these out, like I could do this shit all day, like write about all the stuff that I want.
I'm sure you could.
Like I could literally sit here and just stream of consciousness. No, but if, so certain things that are a little bit gray areas of the words of affirmation, right? Like you have become so much better in your fighting style, your arguing style and everything, your communication with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
And like, I don't know if that is considered words of affirmation or not. I don't know what that would fit into, but it's very important. And to me, you know, you used to stonewall where you would just be silent. You wouldn't say anything when we were in a fight. And I would sit there and then you would be like, you said that already. You said that already. And I'd be like, well, you're not fucking talking. So I'm just going to be the one to talk. So that was awful when you would just stonewall, right? And then I would just keep repeating and repeating and repeating because otherwise it's just awkward silence. And so it was just a horrible way to communicate. It was terrible. And your communication has changed so much, especially in that area. Like you said, when you wanted, you know, you wanted to talk to me about one of the things I was spending on, which is like a monthly thing. And you came to me and you were gentle about it. And I was receptive to it because you were so gentle about it.
I did not know how to approach it. In my mind, on the way home with my hour commute that I have, I'm like, should I start this way? Should I start this way? How do I start it? What do I say? What is, you know, mm-hmm. like I can't think of the word right now, but the nice way, I don't mm-hmm. want to use the word nice.
Gentle, yeah.
The gentle way of approaching this scenario. You know, like, how do I do it? So like for an hour straight, right. I'm like, how do I start this conversation?
But the fact that I'm already supposed to be doing that and that's what I'm focusing on made it so much easier because it's not like it was it wasn't out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I so want to do it that like I want to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing pretty well with your thing. And I want to do well also. So, yeah. So I think, no, totally.
Okay. So how could I be better?
Oh, well, I wasn't done telling about ways that you have been better.
Oh, keep going.
I am. But yeah, you're just more gentle in communication. It's a wonderful thing.
Nice.
Also,
mm-hmm. keep going.
In the bedroom.
What?
Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
You have been like, it's like Dirk Diggler came and like inhabited your body.
Mm.
You used to say nothing.
Right.
Like it would be silence. And I couldn't stand it. I mean, I was still enjoying the physical aspect of it, but I so desperately need communication, even if it's not, you know, dirty talk and stuff. I still need, like, I want to know, do you like this? Do you not like this? What do you want me to do? All of those things. And when we didn't have that, I think there was a lot more going on that, like, what wasn't the best thing we could be doing physically for each other, right? Because I was like, well, I can't tell him because he's uncomfortable and he's not going to tell me because he's uncomfortable. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Right. I don't either.
I don't know.
But holy shit.
because we're so like in tune with each other.
Maybe.
Now.
Yeah. Maybe. But my God.
Damn.
You really like stepped it up. And to me.
I apologize. I know sometimes like I'll giggle a little bit.
You do? I never hear you giggle.
I'm holding back. Like
really?
Some, yeah.
Please don't giggle at me when we're in bed.
It's not at you, of course. Okay. It's, you know, like I'm uncomfortable with the verbal communication during sex, you know, but I'm enjoying it. Like I like it, but sometimes to
do you
me,
just do
just
it for me now or do you like it too?
Both.
Do you like saying it?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm like,
I mean, I'm way more vocal than you.
Oh
are,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like learning myself to like it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, not by force, not by, you know, like you got to do this because Danielle likes it.
I mean,
you
that'd
know.
Be hot too.
It would? Oh, then that's what I do.
No, if I was like forcing you to do shit.
Right. Right. But, I don't know. Like I'm getting myself comfortable there, not because I'm doing it to appease you, but because I'm finding the ways that I'm enjoying it as hoping that you would enjoy what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
I think you're also just so much more confident with yourself now.
Ew. What?
What?
In what
general,
way?
I think that you just are. I think you're more comfortable with yourself. I think that you're. I think that you're. You're like, I don't know. I think you're proud of where you are and stuff just in general. I'm not just saying in the bedroom that I think you just like are more comfortable in a lot of scenarios that you didn't used to be comfortable in.
Yeah. Yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, the no is more like I feel like I'm getting to an age and maybe I'm content. You know, maybe I'm like, okay, things are good. Mm-hmm. You know, like what am I reaching for? Like, where am I going from here is not happening anymore. You know what I mean? And making the best of the current situation in all aspects of my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just being comfortable and complacent with.
I mean more about how far you've come in 5 years as a husband, as a parent.
Okay.
As a human in society, like all the ways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah. And I just see that with you in so many different regards.
Cool. I'll leave it at that. That's fine.
And those are my words of affirmation, okay. Everyone. No. No, for real.
Wait, how could I be better?
Wait, I'm not fucking done.
There's more to like
well,
praise me?
Wait, so but really, that is a little bit of my love language is dirty talk in the bedroom. Like that is like a love language to me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like there's a tweet that I love that I love that I post all the time, like again and again and again. And it says, how do I tell my boyfriend that I want him to scream at me in bed? Like he's Gordon Ramsay and I'm a little chef who just ruined a creme brulee.
So she wants him to bring like rolls in the room and like cover her ears and be like, you're a donut sandwich or whatever the fuck he says.
Whatever.
Like, that he wants like.
She just wants him to like scream at her and tell her how naughty and bad she is and right. All that stuff. Yes.
That's
but,
funny.
But it is true. It's like a hard thing. Like, how do you tell someone that that's what you want? I mean, I have no problem telling right. someone.
Right. But like, how do we figure these things? We're taught all these ways of how to treat other people and how to treat your partner and how do you be gentle and how to be nice. Mm-hmm. And then it's like all of a sudden you go into the bedroom and it's like, treat me like fucking Gordon Ramsay. Like, tell me those things. Like, it's a very complicated, weird.
Absolutely.
Especially in a vulnerable situation like that where you're both naked together and you're having sex and you're doing maybe possibly weird things, you know, but you know.
Right. Well, that's why I think also I don't know. I mean, maybe you just need to be comfortable with the person.
You have to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I also think that, like, you're saying, I mean, naughty and bad don't mean the same thing in the bedroom as they do. Like, you're not like, you're a bad wife or you burnt the chicken last night. You know, it's like, that's you're so naughty. Hard. Like, you're so. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I bet that's a thing, too, where it's like, tell me what I've done wrong. Tell me how bad
everything
I've been
is a fetish.
Week. You know, like, tell me, what, I didn't do the dishes enough for you this week? Tell me about it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's,
yeah. yeah, you need a spanking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So that, for me, is, like, actually kind of a love language. Is, like, that is important to me, as fucked up as that may sound to people. In what ways you could be better?
With what? What are we on?
Words of affirmation.
Oh, we're still on the first thing?
Still,
okay.
Yeah. So, a few things.
Oh.
Well.
Is it more than the good things that I do?
No.
Okay.
So, one thing, I mean, again, we talk about compliments, right? Like, you fucking suck at compliments.
I gave you a compliment yesterday.
What did you say to me?
No, it was 2 days ago. 3 days
See,
ago.
The fact that you remember a specific compliment just shows. What did you say to me?
You were going out with your friend, and you came out of the shower, and we're all dressed up, and I told you how pretty you looked. That was nice.
Oh, that was really nice. Yeah.
You were going out with your girlfriend.
I mean, it would have been better if you'd been like, I want to fuck you so hard right now. But, you know, we're getting there. Okay. We're getting there.
I'm learning.
But for me, like, yes, again, I don't need you to tell me I look fine or,
which
you know,
I never say.
Well, you used to. Yeah. You used to be like, that's a good color for you. You know, that kind of stuff that, like, maybe some people are okay with that, but I was sort of like, oh, great, thanks. So, you know.
You told me I look good in purple like a week ago. I was wearing a purple shirt.
Okay, but that's on top of like 1,000 other compliments. Right. That's not the only one for 3 days. And then that I have to think back to the compliment that I gave you 3 days ago.
Right.
But for me also even more, like, I feel like more than words of affirmation is like a look or something, you know, like sometimes I'll look at you across the room or whatever, and I'll see in your face that you're either looking at me like you love me or, you know, like you like what you see or what, and that to me is organic and, you know, and not contrived and not performative. Like, that's just like, I happen to look over at you and I see how you're looking at me. So to me, something like that is better than a compliment because it's real.
Right. But that's not something that you can just do. Like, you don't, that's not something you're supposed to think about and do. It just happens, like you said, organically, like it just happens. Right.
Right.
That's not something you can train yourself to be like, I have to say the right thing,
right?
Or make sure I give her the look,
right?
That's
right.
Not
that's
the point.
True. Yeah. But it is in some ways to me like a words of affirmation.
Oh yeah, I get
well,
that.
Hopefully a compliment too. Like, it would be nice if people complimented each other, like without being like, I can't even think about anything else right now or whatever, and it actually be true. You know, like that kind of stuff. I don't know. It would be nice if it was genuine.
Wait, all right, hold on.
Yeah, you taking notes?
Genuine looks. Okay.
And the second thing that I think you really need to improve on it is, you talk to me sometimes in the podcast and off the podcast as if I don't work, as if like I am just not just, I don't want to say just a stay-at-home mom, because being a stay-at-home mom is enough, but I do work. And you sometimes, when you talk about things, we'll talk about them as if, like when you talk about cleaning and that kind of stuff, and you're sort of like, well, you're home or whatever, but I'm not just home doing that. Or so sometimes, and people do sometimes reach out to me and say, why does Adam say that, like, you don't work? So a lot of times it hurts me. That instead of saying, you know, wow, you know, you've done a great job, or I'm really, that you concentrate on the, okay, but you're home, and but you're like, it's, to me is, I don't know, it's very invalidating and very frustrating.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You don't want to write that down too? No. That one you could write down.
All right. Validating work.
So that's it.
Okay.
For me. Quality time.
Quality time.
And not to be confused with quantity time. It's not about quantity. It's
right.
About quality.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So quality time is, your description was, someone with this love language wants...
It's not my description. It's the book description.
Wants undivided attention. No. Fuck that. They feel loved if you are present and focus on them when you are together. This means putting down the cell phone, turning off the computer, making eye contact, and actively listening. All right, look, I don't want undivided attention. That's bullshit. Like, I love being with you. I love attention from you. But, like, we have our thing that we do where, you know, let's say it's, call it 50-50, right? So if we're together, we're 50-50, where we're doing stuff on our own and we're 50-50 communicating and, you know, giving each other the undivided attention. But But I like that. I don't want like our full time together to be in focus with each other. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I like what we do. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, do you agree?
But
or
I
no?
also think that there are times when I'm very focused on you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Like there's times where if we're just, let's say we're watching a movie together or mm-hmm. we're just sitting and having wine and talking. And then for 10 minutes, you're on your phone or mm-hmm. on my computer, or that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Parallel play, yeah.
You don't need undivided attention, sorry, 100% of the time, mm-hmm. you know? I like the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, what would my ideal scenario of quality time is just that. Like, we have our time together. Like, I enjoy us just being on the couch together. Either we're, you know, talking to each other, focused on each other, or doing our own thing. Like, I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Oh, wait, was I supposed to go?
Oh, well, you were going to, did you say in what ways?
No, I don't have a lot about this because, like, you know, in what ways could you be better? I mean, if I'm talking to you and you're not on your phone, that would be better. Mm-hmm. Not a big, like, mm-hmm. it's fine. Like, whatever.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
Like, there's plenty of times that I'm talking to you and you're not in your phone and that's okay. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. This thing for me was not.
That wasn't.
I just like how we do it. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I'm content.
But yeah, it was your number one when you did the quiz.
Was it?
Quality time, wasn't it?
Well, that's just because I enjoy us being together.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Not because something needs to be fixed.
Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my ideal scenario for quality time. So when we go to the city together, you know, or away together for a few days, like last time we were in the city, we always have so much fun in the city,
mm-hmm.
but you went out, you know, we came back early to the hotel because we're
old. That's what we do
now. And we, you went back out, got us all these snacks and wine and everything. Brought it upstairs and we watched some movie.
Right. Yeah, we watched Nobody.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that was so sweet that you, like, went out, you got all these snacks, you got my favorite snacks.
That was awesome, by the way. So there's these, we were down in, like, the East Village, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And at that time of night, which is really late, which is like 10 o'clock p.m. for mm-hmm. us. So late. anyway, but you go down there, and now that weed is legal, like the only places where we were that are open are either like head shops or dispensaries mm-hmm. or whatever. We don't smoke, so it's like wasn't something for us. But when you go in those stores, they have all these international snacks,
mm-hmm.
like Japanese Kit Kats and mm-hmm. Korean Doritos and mm-hmm. like so on and so on. I was in fucking heaven.
Yeah, you love
I was
stuff.
Loving life mm-hmm. at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know what Danielle likes. Let me grab those. Let me grab mm-hmm. what I like. We'll try it from different countries. I came up with Saks back mm-hmm. to the room. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So to me, that was awesome. I mean, when we're in a hotel together, that's like my favorite mm-hmm. thing. I just love our bonding when we're away and everything. You know, that's my favorite. Yeah, and you are so, I mean, I know you love to spend time with me. Like, I know I'm your person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is something that is never even a question, you know, for me, which is amazing as a wife that you, yeah. And, you know, there was a time when you were going to Atlantic City all the time and everything. I'm sure there are a lot of relationships out there where, you know, one of them is always, I don't know, playing golf or going to fantasy football leagues mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is, that it is more important because the time that you're together, then you really do want to focus on your partner more, right? If you're gone all day on Saturday playing golf or tennis or, you know, whatever people do, because I don't have any hobbies.
Because we don't do
because
shit.
I don't have any hobbies. You know, that the time you're together, sure, is going to be a lot more, you know, yeah, a lot more. And when you used to go to Atlantic City and everything or go out, the next day it would be like, well, now I have to recover from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't help you today either. So, you know, it's sort of like, no, you were just gone all day. Now you got to step up. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
No. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Let's take another break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
All right, so we're going to talk about physical touch, right? And I think we talked about this last time a little bit, right? Didn't I say something about...
You hate to be touched.
Not that I hate to be touched. No, not at all. But when I am touched, it's like, for me, that's sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said something about that.
You hate to be touched by other people.
Oh, yeah. I don't like being touched by other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go for massages. I don't, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's like, if you, you know, touch... Yeah, well, all right. We'll get into it. Do you want to explain what this is, or just who cares?
I'll say what the book says. It says physical touch. Let's see. What does it say? What does it say? A person with physical touch as their primary love language feels love through physical affection. Aside from sex, they feel loved when their partner holds their hand, touches their arm, or gives them a massage at the end of the day, for example. A person's idea of a perfect date night might include cuddling on the couch with a glass of wine and a good movie. They simply want to be close to their partner physically.
Right. No.
Okay.
Not into it.
Okay.
Because any of those little things are like, okay, sex is coming. You know, like if I get a little touch,
really?
It's like, oh, we're having sex later.
Seriously? So you don't miss it all. Like sometimes I miss... And I don't mean to interrupt you. It's your turn. But
that was all I got.
But sometimes I miss just making out. Right? Like,
yeah.
Just remember the times when, like, you would just make out, like, you know, like, over the pants and shirt. And, like, there wouldn't, you know, you knew there wasn't going to
be any.
Like, when
you're dating?
When you're, like, in, you know, high school or whatever. And,
like,
you know, you can't have sex.
And...
Yeah. Like, there's part of me that, like, would like to do that stuff sometimes.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, that's weird to me.
We could be like sitting at dinner. I may have said this last episode. We could be sitting at somebody's house. We're having dinner when you come over and you rub my shoulder. And I'm like, oh, sex later.
Really? And again, I would never suspect that. You don't indicate that at all when we're out.
I love that. I like those little, you know, you rub my shoulder when mm-hmm. you're walking by, or, mm-hmm. you know, we hold hands for 30 seconds.
Exactly.
When we're walking.
That's my 30 seconds is my max for holding hands.
Right.
Like I don't want to sweat. I don't like the hand sweat. Nope. Yeah, I like when you grab my hand.
Right.
30
and
seconds and that's it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So for me, touching is touching. You know, it's like that's, you know, I don't know. I don't have like
a non-sexual touch.
I'm like 0 to 60 in like, you know, 2 seconds.
Okay.
You know, like it's...
You should show me that more. Like, you should make that more obvious. That would make me so happy.
But how would I do that?
I don't know.
You know?
What do you mean?
I don't know. If
say
we're
something.
Sitting at
whisper
dinner
something
and
to me. Say
Ooh,
something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Words of affirmation.
I'm learning. I
Gordon,
can do that.
Yeah. Yell at me like
you donut.
I burnt the fucking creme
brulee. I want you later, donut.
I don't watch that show, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but I get it. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not into the small physical touch gestures. I'm not, it doesn't.
Like you don't care about hugging people. Like you
Are we talking about other people?
No, I'm just in general, I'm curious, right? Physical touch. Well, because you can apply this to other relationships mm-hmm. too.
I mean,
you know?
If I see a guy or a friend I haven't seen in a while, I mean, I do it like the bro hug.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, mm-hmm. you know, like that mm-hmm. does something for me, you know. It's a quick little 2-second connection of, hey, you know, how's it going kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah.
You know, scientists and researchers say that you're supposed to get 8 hugs a day.
Why?
I guess just like what your body needs, like your receptors and everything. They say the healthy amount is 8 hugs. That's a lot of fucking hugs.
I get that from Augie.
But if you work from home, who's fucking hugging you?
Dogs hug me 8 times a day.
Right, that's true. You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
I wonder if pets count. I would think they do.
I would say more than your partner.
Right. Your partner. I mean, that's a very good question. Because, like, if your dog is snuggling with you, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very good point.
Same.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What else?
I don't know. What did we... Did you finish?
I think so. I don't have much for this.
For physical touch either? Wait, I asked about what? Oh, didn't I ask like what's your favorite non-sexual ones? Like,
In what ways can you be better?
Oh, shit.
Forget that. You're very good at this, right? Like you're very good at, for the most part, you're pretty good at this. You know, those small gesture touches or whatever. But it's like, you know, you love to be touched. You love back rubs. You love massages. You love all that stuff. And, you know, you're very focused on if we're on the couch or in the bedroom and it's like time for a back massage. And it's like, you know, you want the back massage, but you're not willing to give it as much as you are willing to receive it.
When do you give me a back massage?
You're very focused on you when it comes to that stuff. You know, like, I would like a back rub,
I see you all the time. Do you want me to scratch your back?
All the time?
A lot.
Yeah, you did once.
No, that's not true. Well, if you'd be in the bed more, I could. No, seriously. Okay. I'm not going to go there. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Oh, so you want me to scratch your back and give you massages more?
No, I don't want massages.
I've given you, like, foot massages and stuff.
Yeah, that happened. I think when we had Tessa before the kids were born.
No, I have given you some.
But I don't want to, you know, succumb to the
pressure.
My ugly feet and the pressure and.
Okay, I'll definitely give you massage or
back scratch is like the best thing in the world.
Okay.
Best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the massage. Back scratching is like I got to get one of those like extendable back scratchers and just, you know, back scratch my back.
Okay. I'll do more of that for sure.
I love that.
Okay. Physical touch. Let's see. In what ways are you good at physical? I mean, you didn't give me like a lot of credit for anything. You didn't say what I was good at, but I guess it's better that way.
I mean, I didn't know if we were going there.
Oh, that's okay. I said, in what ways are you good at physical touch? I mean, just, you know, I always say like, I love kissing you. I think I could like kiss you all day. Like, I just think, I mean, we don't get to do it that much because I don't know why. I want to know how many couples kiss outside the bedroom, but like, we don't passionately kiss outside the bedroom much, but we do it a lot in the bedroom and I love it. So like, why just do it in the bedroom and not outside of the bedroom?
Because then you're like, oh, sex.
No. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So that I think you're great at, and you're not great at affection outside the bedroom. Unless, like, we're drunk and we're in the back of an Uber or something.
Right.
You know, like, but there are times when I think to myself, you know, like, it's funny that you mentioned that about touching at a party and everything. Because there are sometimes when we're at a party or out to dinner and stuff with people or on a double date or whatever you call it. and I'm always like, I wonder if they think he doesn't like me.
I think that was a while ago,
mm-mm,
no?
Mm-mm,
still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could do that.
Okay,
better.
I'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to.
Okay.
There's a weird touch that's been happening recently that I'm still trying to figure out.
With me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So after we have sex.
Oh, Lord. You're going to tell this? Is nothing sacred?
Wait.
Can we give the whole, do people need to leave if they know us? This is not like a family type. Wait, I don't even know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you do.
I kind of do, but I do a lot for you after sex. So I kind of don't know what you're specifying here.
No. So after sex, you like to use your hand after all the fluids have been done and the exchanges have happened. And
it should be in like the after hours version.
And I didn't know how to feel about that at first. Like, I was very uncomfortable with that just because it's a weird feeling, very strange feeling. But the more and more, I really enjoy it. Like, it's a really, like, and it's almost like not even a sexual thing.
Right.
Not almost. It's not a sexual thing. Like, it's, you know, hopefully we've both, you know,
finished.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just like relaxed time. And instead of being like, hey, I'll, you know, let's spoon or whatever, you take your hand and just massage me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep.
And it's just so, it's like a, the weirdest, but when you break through that barrier of, I don't know how to feel about this.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice.
I do a lot of like taking care of you after. I think it's because I don't want it to end. You know what I mean? Like, right. I like love the connection and the, I love all that so much that I'm like, I don't want it to end. I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want it to be over.
Right. Even if it's not just sex, right? Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Right. Like, just being there for each, instead of,
I mean,
doing the,
I could go again, but.
You couldn't the other night.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I tried and you stopped me.
I don't remember. I don't remember that. That sounds weird. Okay. But anyway, I don't know. I think that I don't want it to be over. Like, I hate the fact that once everyone has an orgasm or just one person has an orgasm, you know, which oftentimes or sometimes is the case, that's just over. Like, okay, good night. See you tomorrow. And that's how you are.
Were.
Well, I'm the one doing all the work after.
Wait, what?
I'm the one doing all the work after we're done. I'm the one who's doing.
Oh,
all
no,
the
no
work.
But I wanted to, but I want to make sure that you are taken care of too.
That's
what
yeah,
I was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, totally. But
you're talking about like the cuddling after.
Well, we don't cuddle really.
Just
but yeah.
The cuddling period.
Yes.
The whatever you do.
After sex. It's called aftercare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not initiating.
Like taking care of your partner after, and especially after you do.
I get you towels.
I know you throw a fucking towel at me every time.
That's my Gordon Ramsay. I'm throwing shit across the room.
So romantic.
To you.
bitch, clean yourself up. I don't know. I think that we have come to a place where like the orgasm is, it's called the climax for a reason, right? After the climax in any situation, there's a falling action and a resolution. We just do climax as the end, right? So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense because the climax is supposed to be the middle of the fucking story and we've turned it into the end of the story. And that's not good for anybody, especially when you're doing things that are, again, sort of uncomfortable for each other, right? Like you are doing things that are out of your comfort zone, you know, verbally, or I'm doing things that are, you know, like we've both very much gotten out of our comfort zone in the bedroom. And then it's like, Well, are we not gonna like be together after, you know? So I don't know. I hate that's what it's come to, and I think that shouldn't be. I know everyone's exhausted, especially after an orgasm, which is exhausting. But you know, I think that it's, I don't know. I wish that wasn't the case.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Where like after an orgasm, at least for me as a man, I guess, if I'm not speaking for all men, you kind of like lose your libido after an orgasm, right? Like you're not sexually, you know, what's the word?
Ready
or aggressive or, you know, like whatever. You're not like ready to be like, all right, here we go. Like, you know,
but why does that have to be sexual?
That's what I was just saying. Oh. Right. Like, so the aftercare, as you called it, makes sense where it's like, okay, let's wind down instead of just cuddling and snuggling. What could we do to like what I was just saying that you do that's more of like a massage or like a, like, let's, you know, bring it to a point of like
a cool down, just like a workout.
Yeah, right.
Like you don't just work out and then like walk out and are like, all right, I'm done. Like you're like, okay, I'm gonna stretch a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. I just don't know how it turned into like we used to, you know, we used to like after that, we would turn over, go to sleep, and I'm sort of like, wait a minute. Now I'm like wound up. I got all this energy, you know. So anyway, that's my whole thing. Okay, and acts of service.
All right. So that's like things you do for your partner that make them feel loved and appreciated, right? Like little things, I guess.
Yeah, helping with the dishes, running errands, vacuuming, putting gas in the car, going down on her. That's not in there.
No. Okay. So it's the little things. I mean, this can turn into a, what can you help me with? What can you help me with? You know, like
those, tip for tat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it would be nice if like certain little things were done where, I'm in charge of taking out the garbage. It would be nice when I come home at night if the garbage can was brought up the driveway.
You have a 15-year-old son.
I was just going to say, this doesn't mean you need to do it, but maybe you made sure Ian did. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not asking you to do those things, but somehow those little things just get done. And then when I pull up, when I get home, at 8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. that it's just done. Like, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, this could definitely become a tit for tat.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what this is, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, things like you've been better about, which is like, don't block me in when I'm coming home too, so I can park my car and charge. You know, those mm-hmm. kinds of things. Like, that's, I have a million of these, but so do you.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, acts of service, things that, I think I think probably a lot of moms, I bet acts of service is their number one. Now, that was my number one, was acts of service. Physical touch was second. And I think that, when you're a mom who is juggling so much stuff, when we talk about the mental load and domestic labor and all that, I think probably lots of moms, especially with young kids, I bet acts of service is number one. Again, I think they all change over time, right? Mm-hmm. When you're an empty nester, maybe acts of service isn't as important to you anymore. Or if you don't have kids, or maybe it is, I don't know. But I do think that it's huge for women, who are married to a male partner, and maybe, women married to women who are, whatever, disproportionately taking care of domestic labor. But yeah, I think that's all
right,
huge.
But that's the thing, right? Are they really disproportionately taken care of? Like maybe one person takes care of certain things, the other takes care of more everyday things, which seem like it's so much more prevalent, but they're not, right? So like, that's like between you and I, the things that I take care of versus the things you take care of. You don't help with much of the stuff that I do. I don't help with much of the stuff that you do, but I think there's an imbalance somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about, I don't trust the kids every day.
Totally. I get that.
But you don't help with the things that I do 3 times a month, whatever
right,
it is,
right.
But maybe they're bigger than dressing the kids every day, but they're more involved. They're uh-huh. maybe, what I'm like, there's yeah. weigh them all. This is all like,
I'm just saying when you're a mom and you have a newborn or a baby or toddlers or whatever, I think that you don't give a shit as much about fucking physical touch, or, mm-hmm. you want stuff taken off your plate, so that at that time of your life, acts of service becomes the best way to show love, because they need so much help, So mm-hmm. whereas nobody's going to, watching your wife, change your kid's diaper and you're doing a great job. No, fucking come over here and change the diaper. Like, I don't need your words of affirmation.
Right.
I need you to step in and help me.
Right.
So, whereas later on, when you have a teenager or whatever and you're taking care of a problem they have or whatever, it probably feels pretty great to hear, wow, you really handled that awesome, or, So that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for me, acts of service, my ideal acts of service. Yeah, I talked about it with the challenge, like what the thing that I would love. The best thing you can do is help me take care of fucking food. Like, the food fiasco is beyond.
They text me like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Dad, pick up food. Dad, bring home food. Dad, can,
Okay, good.
So.
I know. I'm just saying, the more help with the food, the better. Like, I don't know. Fucking buy a cow and milk it out there
or
something.
This is never going to be a, solved debate. because
that's not a debate. I'm just saying.
Not a debate, like a solved whatever, right? You have your things, I have my things.
I still think that three meals a day is too much to expect. let's cut that shit out.
It's just, we all have things that we do that we think we're not getting enough help with, yeah. And we're always going to ask for more.
Right.
Blah 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 blah.
Right.
You know.
Uh huh. Right. And ways that you know you've gotten so much better at helping with the kids when they get up in the morning. That's huge.
Have?
Yeah.
No?
You help wake them.
I do wake them.
I mean, we need, yeah.
That's the hardest part.
We wake them. We bring the two dogs to wake them. We bring the two cats to wake them. Like, they need all the, yeah, we call it the, I call it the wake up brigade because it's like we all go in there when, you know, and we're like on top of them.
Well, it's tough now too because of my commute that we wake them and I'm in the shower 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
So,
but we live so much closer to school that they can,
they get up later.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and last one is receiving gifts, which we both got last on our list. I think mine was 10% and yours was 3%.
Right.
Yeah. So for someone who uses in response to this love language, gift giving indicates love and affection. They treasure not only the gift itself, but also the time and effort the gift giver put into it.
Right. And that was very cute when we were dating and first married. Don't get me gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting you gifts.
Nope.
You want something? Buy yourself what the fuck you want.
I mean, not now. I'm budgeting.
Well, you budget in your gift.
Uh-uh. My gifts can't be budgeted in.
Buying me something goes against your what you're doing.
That's what I said. My dad used to say, don't buy me a birthday present. I can't afford it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want that.
When you're dating or you're separate, you know, separate finances or whatever, and you give somebody a gift, it's cute. I get it. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you're 46 and you married and worrying about finances and who gives a shit.
Well, like in the morning, you bring my cup, my first cup of coffee. Sometimes, not sometimes. is that a gift or is that an act of service? Because like you bring that to
me,
I'm like, I'm like, there's nothing better you can do than bring me a cup of coffee.
Right, and yeah, and to go back to you with this one. Is when you come down and make coffee, you make enough for yourself, and there's nothing for me when
no,
I come down.
No, not always. Only sometimes, and it's because I have so little time to sit before the craziness starts.
I understand. Okay. I just would never do it, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would never do that to you.
Mm-hmm. But gift giving, like, I like to give other people gifts. Like, I love giving other people gifts.
It's separate. It's outside. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, you're not... It's not like, thank you for spending my money to buy me a gift. And you would say the same thing. I'm not saying it's my money, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, our money, whatever.
Okay, Larry David.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, dinner. Yeah. That was a fun one.
And what would be your ideal scenario? Wait, what? I don't want you
nothing.
To fucking buy me
anything. No gifts. Okay. Who cares?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I would say maybe something like, I was thinking about this. Something like, I mean, you would never buy me like lingerie. First of all, you don't even like lingerie.
No, what's the point?
I know. Sometimes I'll keep a bra on when we're making out and
fuck
you're like,
that.
No. I know, but
why?
Like, I don't know. That would be nice.
No, it's not. I like the boobies better.
Okay. Shh. Don't say that. I don't know, or like a boudoir shoot. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Like a naked shoot where they like make you feel empowered about your body and all that stuff.
A shoe?
Shoot. A photo shoot.
Oh, a photo shoot.
Yeah, see, you can't buy me this shit because you don't even know what it is.
No, I have no idea.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so...
No,
anyway.
You're spending this money to do these things that in the end just leads to having amazing sex. We have amazing sex.
No.
Why do you have to spend money to do that?
Well, but it mixes things up.
We mix things up.
I know, but it would be fun. Okay.
Okay. What do you want to do? I'll do it.
No,
I'm in.
Never mind. I'll wear lingerie for someone else. I'll find someone. Okay. So I asked you the last thing is asked you. Yeah.
What?
Did you please tell me you didn't do this?
I don't know.
I said, if I were to take you away for one day and one night, what would your dream scenario be for all five love languages?
Oh.
You to do that?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It doesn't matter. I mean, what would I want you to do for me?
Well, okay. I said, so what would you want me to say to you? Number one, words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would be the one thing I could say to you that would be better than anything else if we were away together?
If we were already away together?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking more
no,
of
no,
like...
No. we're away together for a day and a night where we're just focusing on each other. And we're doing, we're including all the five love languages in that one day and night. So one thing I could say that would be like,
I think it would be not about when we're away. It would be like, hey, pack your bag, or I packed your bags, get ready. I made plans. It's paid for. This is where we're going for dinner. Like, it's all done.
Oh, okay.
And you know, you took care of everything. There's nothing I have to think about. Nothing I have to do except just go and enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
I think that would probably include all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, was there anything else I'm supposed to think about?
Well, I said, how would we be spending time together?
The same way that we love to spend time together.
Okay, in like New York City?
A city thing, an island thing, whatever. Just
how would I be touching you? One way of touching.
When?
Where I don't know. We? When we're away. This is all five physical touch.
How would you be touching
giving you
me?
A massage.
Yeah, you can't. If we're on an island, you can't scratch my back. That might hurt. Right? If I got a little too much sun or something.
What acts of service would I be doing?
Oh,
no,
I got a
seriously.
Long list. but I guess what I just said, those are all these things. Like the acts of service is you took care of it.
Right. I said that too. You know? Yep. I said that
it's
too.
It's done. Like,
yep.
And it's paid for. I don't have to think. Like, I don't have to worry about the money. I don't have to worry about what's it going to cost while we're there. What's it going to, you know, all those things.
Okay, great. Gifts. What kind of gift would
nothing.
I give you?
The gift is you took care of it.
Oh right. Oh yeah. You kind of did wrap that all up in one thing.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Pretty smart of me.
You're smart.
Why? What do you got? What do you want?
No, just words of affirmation. You know. Yeah, like I like the other. I don't want to get too into it because it goes into the challenge, but I like it when you say things that make it seem like you just couldn't do anything else but be with me that moment.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you so bad, or I need you so bad, or like an indicator. Again, it doesn't have to be the words. It can be a look or a action or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. How do we be spending time together? Yeah, our favorite place in New York. And you know, all the touching.
Right.
acts of service would be you get up in the morning and go down for coffee.
I do.
You do. Again, I said taking care of the kids' arrangements. Don't ever pack my fucking bag for me.
I would never.
No way. That would be a disaster. But yeah, kids' arrangements. Different than last time where you basically were like, here's where they're sleeping. But you didn't make arrangements. Remember a long time ago when you took me away? But like they had no way to get to their activities or anything like that. You remember? Oh, okay.
What was this? Like 30th
birthday
or something?
It was so long ago. It was so long ago. They were so young. And gifts. Just give me a gift card.
Right.
And I'll leave you alone.
No, I will not give you a gift card. I will never buy a gift card. I'm not spending $3.95 for a card for $100.
No, if you get the gift card at the store that you're shopping at, it doesn't cost extra money.
Oh, not like a Visa gift card, but like at Walgreens where it costs money to buy a gift card.
I take all the gift cards. I do not discriminate. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Saks.
Like if you go to Bloomingdale's and you're like, I want a $100 gift card. Okay, thank you. That's $100.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Not at Walgreens.
Well, of course, because it's the convenience of you're not actually having to go to the place.
Yeah.
You saved $3.95 in gas by going to the place. Well, you don't have gas.
Right.
By going to the actual store. Walgreens is right around the corner for most people, or CVS or whatever
it
is.
What a convenience. It's so nice of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
On that note, I don't know. People could go through these together, and I like that better than just like, I'm a words of affirmation girl. Just say nice things to me. But yet, then the nice thing is like, wow, you have good handwriting. You know, it needs to be more specific. Spell it out. You know, let them know what you need to hear. Like I would never, if we didn't have these conversations, I said it last episode, I would never know that when we're out and I touch you, you have that reaction. I would never know if we did not talk about this.
Mm-hmm. See?
So these things are so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree too.
Good.
Okay. Please rate and review. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. And Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Scream at me like I'm a bad girl with a creme brulee. All right. Bye, guys.